Good afternoon. My name is Jose Fernando Socias Contreras, and today I'm going to be talking about the Lost City of Atlantis. Tales about the Lost City of Atlantis are as old as any story. Once a thriving civilization, lost to the depths of the ocean as if it never existed. Was it real? Where was it located, and what caused the destruction of this ancient city? The legend of Atlantis dates back to the Greek Empire, where a famous philosopher named Plato mentioned the island as a near-perfect paradise. According to him, the people of Atlantis lived over 11,000 years ago. They were very rich and very powerful, and their navy controlled most of the known world. With this greed, they decided to attack the city of Athens, where they lost a battle. The gods got mad at them for their greed. According to Plato, they sent earthquakes and tsunamis that destroyed and sent them into the depths of the Atlantic Ocean. Some people believe that Atlantis went down where Plato says it did, just outside the Pillars of Hercules, the two rocks that mark the entrance of the Mediterranean Sea. Other people say that Atlantis was located in the now-known Antarctic continent. They say that the continent was located in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and with time, it got dragged by the movement of the tectonic plates and sits now where it is. But there's no scientific proof that this is true. Another theory is that most likely, the Atlantis never existed, and Plato invented this story to teach people what happens to great civilizations if they become too greedy. I think that Atlantis is just a tale, that it never existed, and it got so famous that people started speculating that it was a great civilization. Thank you for your time, and good afternoon.